We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long in studio at 545. We'll give you our Bet 365 triple option feature. This is our Inside the NFL Draft feature brought to you daily by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. When the lights go off, Craig's comes on. Today we're going to be talking about the needs of the teams in the NFC South. We've already talked about the Saints and in particular needs that they're looking at, certainly offensive tackle, and you might have to double dip somewhere in this draft class to get offensive linemen. I think another interior defensive tackle is certainly a strong possibility, and safety for me, it just keeps kind of ringing in my ears. That's a spot that they may have to use one of the earlier picks that they have to select a safety. And I think also wide receiver. When you have a thick class of wide receivers, you're going to maybe have somebody kind of fall a little bit. So I think those are the needs. But, Charlie, I think Atlanta right off the bat, this is real easy. It's going to be they need an edge rusher, and they also need a cover cornerback. And with the eighth pick in the draft, I think that's the spot where the Falcons will probably pick the first defensive player, most likely either being Dallas Turner from Alabama as an edge rusher, Jared Verse from Florida State, or quite possibly even Leatu getting selected also in those early picks. And there are just a few of those guys. So I think they get picked a little higher than maybe some people think.
So I have two thoughts for the Falcons at pick eight. Kind of your point, one of those three edge rushers. And it really is about preference at this point. I know that you have it ordered Dallas Turner, then Jared Verse, and then Leatu Latu. I think most teams may feel the same, but at the same time, there's also, if teams feel comfortable with Leatu Latu's situation with his health, if they're comfortable with his health, I mean, Mike, you've said it yourself. He's one of the best, if not the best, technical defensive end.
He's the best technical guy in this class.
So if they're comfortable with his health, once again, he was medically retired at Washington before he went to UCLA and put up big numbers over the last 2 years. They may take him at pick eight. I'm not really sure. I think that he's probably going to go later on in the draft. I don't think he's going to be a top 10 pick because there are the medical concerns there. So if I'm Atlanta, and I'm the Atlanta GM right now. Once again, we talked about their needs as edge rusher and cornerback, and you hit the nail on the head there, Mike. That's their two biggest needs. So at pick eight, you either go with Dallas Turner or Jared Verse. And we've also mentioned the option. It's a sneaky trade down spot, I would say, for some teams, because if you're looking at the top 10 and you see the Jets at pick 10 and you see the Bears at pick 9, I think we both think that Rome Odunze is going to go to the Bears at pick 9. If a team really, really likes Rome as a prospect, they might call up Atlanta and try to trade up to pick 8 to take him before the Bears can at pick 9. Or maybe the similar situation with Brock Bowers at pick 10. You kind of expect them to, you expect Bowers to go at pick 10 to the Jets. Someone could trade into that spot at pick 8. And if you're Atlanta and you're trading down from pick 8, you talked about corner as a need. Quinyon Mitchell, I think, would be a really good fit there. I think I have Quinyon. He's the best man corner in this class, I would imagine.
I think for Quinyon, where he gets the nod, his foot speed. Because that recovery ability as a cover corner, man, he's as good as you'll see in this draft class. It's better than Terrion Arnold, yeah. Even though it's close between the two. I think from a technical standpoint, Arnold's a better technician. But Quinyon is productive. Man, he's like Velcro with a guy.
He's shot up draft boards.
He can run I mean, his foot speed and recovery ability is really good. The other part about it is the fact this team likes big corners. So if you would go with the edge rusher, just say they go with Dallas Turner, I think in round two, TJ Tampa, big cover corner from Iowa State.
No, I mean, TJ Tampa, we'll get to the Buccaneers in just a second here. I could see maybe Todd Bowles and the Buccaneers falling in love with someone like TJ Tampa and maybe taking him earlier than people think. But that's besides the point. If you're the Falcons, I'm just saying, at pick eight, I think if you're staying put, you're taking either Dallas Turner or Jared Verse. If you're trading back from that pick, which I think is kind of a sneaky spot to trade back because of the players that I mentioned, if you want to jump the Bears for Roma Dunze, if you want to jump the Jets for Brock Bowers, right? Or if you want to be...
I'd be lying. I tell them, man, I love Brock. We could play kind of a two tight end offense. You know who I really like? Maybe I might pick a young quarterback with Kirk Cousins. I just want somebody to bite.
Yeah, but if someone trades up to pick eight, which I think is possible, and they trade back, like you mentioned, Terrion Arnold, Quinyon Mitchell, I think that's the spot for a corner. If they don't trade back too far, like if they only trade back a couple picks, maybe one of Verse or Turner will still be there for them. But absolutely, Mike, I agree
100%. If you trade back, to me, get the other Alabama guy. Get Chris Braswell.
In the second round.
In the second round. Yeah. If so, you can do this a couple different ways, just depending on how they handle this. And also, too, how the commissioner is going to handle the tampering situation.
Ooh,
with them
spicy
on how he handles this, or does he wait till after the draft?
We'll see what happens there.
But again, I think he's gonna do more than smack him on the wrist.
I hope so. We'll have to find out. So looking now to the Buccaneers, as we mentioned, Mike, your top kind of options for them, I think, you know, offensive line is a possibility, edge rusher I think is a big need for them as well, cornerback. So kind of similar needs. Edge rusher and corner are probably my top two. And then you're also maybe looking at offensive line, maybe even receiver for Tampa Bay. They have a couple more needs, I would think, off the top of my head. But
yeah, to me, that jumps in my head in round one for them if Nate Wiggins is still available. Nate's got tremendous
cornerback
foot
from Clemson
speed, but, man, he is awfully thin. And he's a guy that's not going to be able to put on a lot of weight. I mean, it's just his build. So if you don't go that part, man, Chop Robinson. The outside linebacker defensive end from Penn State. It's a guy that could give you that, and they've used that interchangeable type guy up front along their defensive line.
Chop is going to go somewhere around there, and we've talked about Chop Robinson's. He doesn't really have the numbers to back it up, but he's got the athleticism. He's a freak athlete. He screams like Ravens to me if he's there at pick 29, or I think that's where the Ravens pick. But at the same time, I could totally see that, Mike. Because at that point, if you're looking at the top edge rushers in the class, once again, we talked about Turner, we talked about Latu, we talked about Verse. All three of those guys are going to be gone by the time the Buccaneers are picking. Like, I think the latest they'll go is probably the last one gets picked by pick 19 with the Rams. So what do you do if you're Tampa Bay? Do you still go defensive line? I think it's a possibility. I like Darius Robinson, too, potentially here. I know that he's kind of more defensive tackle, but he's played both on the outside and the inside. So I think
he's an interesting fit for what they do. Doesn't quite fit their defensive tackle, but I think he's more of an end in what they would do as a defensive end in that alignment. And man, I'd like to play next to that big dude. They got in the middle. I know one thing. I'm not going to catch
Vita Vea.
Oh, man. Vita's going to make sure that he doesn't get double teamed quite a bit. So I think for them, an edge rusher, but a cover corner, I think, is on top of their list. And look who's their head coach. He's a defensive oriented guy.
Yeah. Todd Bowles is going to fall in love with a cornerback and take him there. I think that Wiggins could potentially be gone by the time they're picking, Mike, to your point. Same thing with maybe Terrion Arnold. Quinyon Mitchell will be long gone at that point. So you might have to reach a little bit if you really fall in love with a corner that you want, and maybe they go for a guy that's like a Kool-Aid McKinstry from Alabama that they could really fall in love with and take him a little bit earlier than projected. I think he's probably a second-round guy. But when you're the back end of the first, if you think he's a first-round pick.
I only got 22 of those.
Exactly.
Graded. Okay, so from 23 – to like 36 or 37, they basically all the same grade. I mean, it's just a hair between all of those guys. And so in every draft class has been a little bit different, but it's been anywhere from 20 to 23 first-round pick grades for me throughout the years. And so what I'm telling you is, picking where they pick at, you got a guy that is a mixed opinion, and also you're coming to a point in the draft where you're picking absolute need. You know kind of what you're looking at to upgrade at that point.
Yeah, so you're looking at the Buccaneers at pick 26. As we mentioned, they have basically similar needs to the Falcons at edge rusher and cornerback. So we're going to wrap it up here, Mike, with the Panthers, or kind of around the NFC South. They don't have a first-round pick. They would have the 101 if they had not traded it to the Chicago Bears in that haul to get Bryce Young. That had not really worked out for them. Team needs for the Panthers is interesting, Mike, because it's basically everything. I mean, losing Brian Burns.
Wide receiver's
huge.
Plural.
Yeah, wide receiver's a big one, and I think a lot of people have projected Georgia's Ladd McConkey to them at pick 33, the first pick of the second round.
But they could go Troy Franklin from Oregon, Keon Coleman from Florida State, Xavier Worthy, who we had spoke about when the caller brought up. I mean, and Ladd certainly is in that mix of those four receivers and kind of how they fall. And I think they all come off the board pretty quickly in round two, but it's going to be preference.
Yeah. It's about what you want, and you're fit for your team as well. You're fit for your offense.
And they don't have a true number one.
They don't. They went and traded for Deontay Johnson in the offseason from Pittsburgh, but, Mike, he's like a number two at best.
Yeah.
Like, he was the number two guy with George Pickens in that offense for Pittsburgh, and I think that you still need that wide receiver one for this Carolina Panthers team. And but also another need, you get rid of Brian Burns.
Interior offensive line, because I got to protect my quarterback and an edge rusher.
Yes.
I think, but man, they got a ton of needs and a very impatient owner. God bless him. Man, it's going to be rough to fill those needs all via the draft. But wide receiver for me, interior offensive line, and also an edge rusher. You don't replace a Brian Burns. I mean, there's not many guys that can rush a quarterback like him, Charlie. I'm just telling you. And they're not sitting there in the fourth or fifth and sixth round. That's not normally where you find those type pass rushers. So a lot of needs for the Carolina Panthers, but wide receiver plural, I think, comes into play here in a very deep class of wideouts.
So the question then is, they have pick 33, the first pick of the second round, and then they have pick 39 from New York, who traded as part of the Brian
Burns deal.
And then they have their own third round pick, which is pick 65, the first pick of the third round. So if you're the Panthers, I think that it would be smart to go two receivers as well. But I would probably go, and I'd be interested to get your thoughts on this, you go either McConkey or, you know, potentially Franklin if he's there. You also talked about Worthy at pick 33. One of those guys, whichever one you like. And then at pick 39, a guy that you can keep an eye on, Zach Frazier from West Virginia, the center. And then at pick 65 is where you go with your second receiver.
Yeah, depending on how you feel about the center position. Because that's a spot there that, man, I think teams, they undervalue the center position. And Zach is, he's a four-time wrestling champion. I mean, he knows how to tie you up. And I mean fast. I mean really quickly as a guy playing the interior. So Jackson Powers Johnson and Zach, it depends on who you talk to, who they have rated at that spot. But man, both those guys are two really good centers. That finishes up for us our Inside the Draft segment, brought to you by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. When the lights go off, Craig's comes on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.